Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
And that swung on it, hit the left center and hit well. Benintendi going back at the track, turning around. He'll look and watch it fly.
He skies one to center. Back is Buxton. Takes a look. Up it goes and gone.
It's time to take you inside the clubhouse with the A's Total Access pregame show, presented by Chevron. Follow the A's 24/7 on A's Cast, your home for nonstop A's baseball. A's Total Access with Chris Townsend starts now.
That's right. It's time for a little A's baseball here. Between the Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Get ready, folks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Melissa Lockhart from The Athletic will be by to talk about the minor league system. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser knows a lot about the minor league system, but forget about talking about Lansing. We're talking about the Oakland Athletics and his debut. He does play-by-play for the Lugnuts, but today he's going to be an Oakland A's broadcaster. What is it like so far, Jesse? You've now had a few hours to hang it out at the classic that we know as Fenway Park.
Feels like I'm slacking on the job. I left my tarp clothes at home. I didn't have to do any game notes today. This is a nice life, especially with Vince Caccione by my side.
And how about that? You didn't have to set up your own equipment. You already had someone there to do all of that, an engineer to take care of you. Welcome to the big leagues.
I mean, this is the good life. This is nice. I didn't have to. I've got water here next to me. I don't have to get everybody else their water. I wonder what's coming up next.
You don't have to sell sponsorships. You don't have
right?
to do anything. So just when you look out, what's the feeling when you look out and it's Fenway Park, obviously a ballpark you've been looking at your entire life?
All right, it's green and it's iconic. And there's the monster right there. And there's Pesky's pole right there. And I've been seeing Fenway Park in the photographs of the baseball books that I grew up with. It has been around for a long, long time, a lot longer than a lot of the generations of baseball players who were the heroes of the baseball players that I grew up rooting for. So I can feel the history when I look out there on the field, and it's so cool to think about the legendary generations of broadcasters who've looked out upon this field as well.
So when I think about the A's, it was nice to have a day off. Unfortunately, the Boston Red Sox continue to stay red hot. The one thing that I guess you could look at for the A's in this series is that the Red Sox have not played well at Fenway.
No, and that is the thing. We were looking for the A's to get their bats going. Well, we started to see the bats get going in Cleveland. They come in here to a great hitter's ballpark with those sluggers starting to slug once more. And it's true, when the Red Sox come home this season, there's been something weird that's fallen over them. They don't play like the Red Sox, even as all their fans are trying to exhort them on. But you know, it doesn't take much to turn the Boston fans against you. They're smart. They know what they like. They know what they don't like. And all it takes is just a good start. That's the big key, and that's what sabotaged the A's a couple of days ago. You need to get off to a good start here today.
And, you know, one of the cool things about tonight's game, Jonah Bride going to be in the lineup hitting third, Jared Koenig, second start. You know, we're trying to find guys that can help now, guys that can help in the future. Both these guys are not bonus babies, but isn't it fun as someone who works in the minor leagues to see guys get their shot?
Well, what happens is that brings enthusiasm to the entire rest of the system because they represent all of the players working their way forward. And if you look on the A's coaching staff, they're independent leaguers on the staff, just like there's Jared Koenig, who had to go to New Zealand to get noticed. There are guys who are grinders on the staff, just like a Jonah Bride, who had to take up catching to get that invitation to the Arizona Fall League because suddenly Tyler Soderstrom was hurt. And he was known as a defensive guy, he said, all the way through college. And suddenly here he is as a batter who can handle velocity and crushed it in Las Vegas. So there's the enthusiasm that they bring everybody else. There's the energy that they bring the clubhouse. And there's this feeling that they're ready to compete for the team, for each other, to get things going in the right direction. There's just something that they bring, and it all ends with an exclamation point.
Well, you've worked hard. You've earned this shot. Enjoy every minute of it.
Chris, thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good call. Coming up next, Pat Light. With Jessica, no, actually, we're not doing Jessica Kleinschmidt yet. Wait, Omaha Omaha. Coming up next, Melissa Lockhart from The Athletics. We'll talk about, unfortunately, some guys that are hurt down on the farm. Right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/TOUinfo.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
Who's feeling especially happy about their rides right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
In times like this, you need good gas mileage. This car, it has it.
Gas mileage is amazing.
The gas mileage is what's so great.
America's most fuel-efficient full-line automaker is Honda. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Fuel efficiency based on 2021 EPA estimate of model year 2020 large full-line automaker fleet-wide fuel economy.
Ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Would you like a cleaning product that can be used in the garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet? Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Concentrated all-purpose Simple Green is the answer for versatile cleaning throughout your home and garage. I'm so certain you'll love Simple Green. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. To learn more, visit us at simplegreen.com.
This is A's Total Access.
Melissa Lockhart has covered the minor leagues and the Athletics minor league system since 2004. She writes for The Athletic, and she was on A's Cast Live earlier today talking about injuries.
It's baseball, and baseball is pain, I think, a lot of time, unfortunately. Injuries are a huge part of the game, and part of the reason that you acquire the number of prospects that they have acquired over the last 6 months and are going to need to continue to do so is because injuries happen, and so players don't progress necessarily how you would expect them to. But there's definitely been their share of them so far this season.
How are the injured guys that we got in the trades?
Well, the only one who came completely injured was Gunnar Hoglund, was 2/3 of the way through his Tommy John rehab. And as far as I'm aware, things are progressing as they expected them to. They were aiming at a late July debut for him, just, given what the time frame was from coming off this surgery. JT Ginn had an oblique thing in spring training when they acquired him, but it wasn't anything that prevented him from starting the season on time. He has developed a forearm strain that I think at first they were quite concerned about. He had a Tommy John surgery in college. The scans came back clean, and it's just a matter of now getting back to the point where he can throw without discomfort again. So he's in a light tossing program. There's no necessarily any time frame for his return, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be, a long, long time. It's just a matter of how he feels each day. Same thing goes for Zach Geloff in terms of being day to day. He injured his left shoulder diving for a ball. One of those freak things that happen. There's nothing, a whole lot you can do about that. There's no prevention you can do for dislocating a shoulder in a dive. Suffered a torn labrum in his left shoulder. It's the non-throwing shoulder. It is an injury that if he was a pitcher, obviously would be extremely concerning if he was a left-handed pitcher. As a position player, it's something that if he can strengthen the shoulder enough to keep it stable, he could play through and may never, ever have to have surgery, or maybe a thing where he plays for a while and it re-injures itself, and then he does have surgery. That's what happened to Luis Barrera back in 2019 when he had a very similar injury. Once the surgery happens, usually it's a non-issue for them, once they've recovered from it. So I don't know that it's necessarily a super long-term thing. But obviously with a guy like Geloff, who they were maybe I'm not necessarily counting on to be ready next year, because that would be a big jump for a guy who was drafted in 2021, but certainly was on a trajectory that could have been possible. It may slow him down a little bit. So definitely an unfortunate turn of events for him.
You know, I'm having a hard time with timelines. And the reason why I say that is we're protecting kids in their 20s. And then we're realizing that all these organizations really don't want to pay guys in their 30s, and they don't want to make long commitments to guys in their 30s. So we protect and baby guys in their 20s, and then don't want a whole heck of a lot to do with them in their 30s. What really is the window of a career now? I mean, when you really think about it.
It's tricky. I mean, I think the protecting guys really only happens with pitchers, right? And that has much more to do with, kind of this ever-chasing notion of how to prevent injuries with pitchers, which is something that nobody's figured out how to do yet. And I think as we continue to add more spicy breaking balls and high-velocity fastballs, that the injuries that we thought we could prevent from keeping guys on strict pitch counts and throwing every so many days are going out the window just by the sheer force that we're putting on these guys' arms. I think there's going to be a lot of kind of looking back, and, you know, maybe this year you start to see like a Paul Blackburn is among the war leaders, for American League pitchers right now. So is Martin Perez. And these are not the guys that you would have expected based on pure stuff coming into this season, but the wear and tear that you're sort of seeing from some of these new elite pitches may be taking their toll a little bit. But kind of going back to the idea of timeline, I mean, I think nobody develops guys with the idea in mind of when they're going to pay them necessarily. In the A's case, they're going to, they use their players until they can't afford them anymore. And depending on who the player is and when that comes, it is what it is. But all organizations are looking for are the window of when that player is the best player that he can be. And every player is a little bit different. I mean, a high school player coming in is probably going to take longer to get to the big leagues, just by virtue of the fact that he didn't have 3 years of college to really build up his skills, and he's a little bit younger. So a Max Muncy, for instance, in Stockton, is going to move along a lot slower than a Zach Geloff, who was drafted one round behind him in the same draft because he was 3 years of Virginia under his belt when he got to pro ball. But that isn't necessarily with salary in mind. It has a lot more to do with the skills they've already acquired to that point. Once they get to AA, regardless of their age, I think then's when you can really start to see, okay, this player is getting to a point where you know who he's going to be or who you think he's going to be when he gets to the big leagues, and you can start to plot out this is when he's going to get there. So, it's such a different thing. And, and development is so nonlinear. And I think one of the other things that we've been noticing is that with position players in particular, as quickly as they've been getting to the big leagues, so many of them are struggling when they do get there, that perhaps some of this idea of how quickly they're moving players is going to get revisited. You see Jared Kelenic, you see Adelaide Rushman, all these guys that didn't have a lot of minor league time, especially because we lost that 2020 season. They got to the big leagues and it was a whole new world on them, and they hadn't really accumulated the skill level yet that they needed to get to sustained success at the big league level. Joey Bart in San Francisco, I think you've seen a lot of the same kind of thing. So it's not an exact science. And I think that's part of the frustration, is that I think when everybody thinks they figured it out, new things pop up. And the pandemic itself and the development of players right now has so skewed how we're looking at them that I think timeline has really just shifted on everybody.
She is money in the bank. To hear the entire interview, go to athletics.com/A's Cast. Jessica Kleinschmidt next, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
You and your phone have been through a lot this past year. It's been your lifeline to the world. And now some big wireless company is telling you you gotta buy a new phone from them and sign their contract? They don't control you. With TracFone Wireless, you can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too. Because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
A's Cast is your destination for nonstop A's baseball.
Outside corner, ring him up. And Eaton can't believe it. Perfect pitch right on the black.
Breaking ball hit high in the air to left. It's deep. Back on it is Eaton. At the track, at the wall, and gone!
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend, presented by Chevron.
And Jessica Kleinschmidt caught up with the host of the podcast, Sorry We're Closed, former big league pitcher Pat Light, and he starts out by talking about Trevor Story, how he came as advertised to the Sox.
Yeah, I mean, he had a little bit of a slow start. Everyone was talking about how he hadn't hit a home run in like a month, but I mean, it's Trevor Story. If you have, you know, a knowledge of the game of baseball, you can certainly understand the human aspect of coming to a big, you know, big city. You know, it's not, although Colorado's, you know, a nice place, it's not Denver. You know, we're talking Boston. We're talking one of the biggest franchises in all of sports, not just baseball. It's a little intimidating. It's a little bit different, but got going. And now he's been one of the best hitters in baseball for the past month or so. So definitely came as advertised.
And you mentioned, you know, coming from Denver, and despite it being a smaller market, people were always saying hashtag cores. Now, what were the, I guess, worries as it pertained to transitioning from playing 81 of your games in a place where I could probably bat 300, not true, but were they worried about the transition from that aspect?
Probably not. It plays a role, right? It certainly plays a role. There's certain home runs that probably don't go out in other ballparks that they do in Coors. I mean, an AL East guy, all we do is talk about the short portion in the Bronx. So we certainly, it's a part of the game, but it's not something that's drastically changing numbers, at least not in my opinion. I think there's a lot to be said just to how good of a hitter he is. And that's what Chaim Bloom, and that's what those guys are looking for. They're not looking at, okay, he hit this many bombs. Well, we're going to lose those, you know, now he's at Fenway. I think it's certainly a thought, but not a concern.
And you mentioned the short porch. I feel like it's kind of just like a crap talking situation. Like, oh, you only hit that because it was at Yankee Stadium, or in this case, well, Coors. It's definitely something you add to the top of like, you suck, but you got lucky.
Definitely. It's just a way to excuse, giving yourself an excuse for why you might have lost or why you gave the bomb.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, you know, with any aspect, and you can tell like who the actual players are. Sometimes you just want to throw like, you're only good because what did Aaron Boone say? Like the 90% of all of that. That was a whole thing. And I really love that. What is it like being at the pivotal moment where everything changed for the Red Sox?
You know, listen, everyone's talking about it. If they hadn't just gotten rid of me, they would have had a premier closer in the game for a long time. As you saw, my career was, I mean, really long. I won't talk about specific numbers, but
we don't have to go there. No,
no. But I mean, you know, listen, it is what it is. If they kept me around, you know, they have one of the best closers of all time still in the back of their bullpen.
We've been friends for a while now. We've been on each other's shows multiple times. And the one thing that I love talking to you about is the fact that you did indeed strike out Mike Trout, covering the A's for as long as I have. It's not just Mike Trout, the whole Angels team. There's a couple of guys that are just like A's killers. Mike Trout's just a killer. Walk me through that at bat. And I know you're kind of like infamous, famous for being that guy. You're blowing up all over TikTok about it and everything like that. So tell me about the at bat, and like, do you get to sleep better at night knowing you once struck out Mike Trout?
Definitely. Yeah. But honestly, you know, again, we'll talk about that same game. I don't remember the at bat. I didn't even realize it was going to be cool until I made it a big deal at the end of my career. But I remember the last pitch. I remember everyone talks about how it was a borderline strike because it was high and away, which it was borderline. I remember thinking the same time. I remember thinking on the mound that, oh, that's because we're up 20-2. But at the end of the day, it's a strikeout. And it was against possibly certainly one of the greatest hitters and players of all time. I know he's in the conversation for the greatest of all time, which is obviously very cool. And it goes back a little bit in history because I remember when we were both in high school here in New Jersey. He was considered the best hitter in the state. I was considered the best pitcher in the state. And we always, I don't know about him. I've never spoken to him, but besides the one time I hit him, but we just always wanted to face him. Cause it's like, well, if you're the best of the best, you want to face each other. Obviously his career went a little bit differently than mine. But still it's certainly cool to be able to say that, you know, I struck out Mike Trout. And again, it seems like it plays on TikTok. So
it does play on TikTok, which at the end of the day, that's what matters. So you did have a short major league career, but the one thing that I'm very blessed with this A's team is despite the losing record, these guys are getting a lot of opportunities, really cool call-up stories. Many who I wouldn't expect a lot of these MLB ETAs to happen for multiple seasons to come. What's some advice that you can give some of these young guys who they're given such a unique opportunity to be on a major league roster with maybe a little bit earlier than they anticipated?
Honestly, there are two pieces of advice. One, don't fall into the trap of losing. Yeah, you're on a losing team right now. You know, when I got called up and spent the majority of my 3 months in big league time was with the Twins. We were the worst team in baseball at the time. And it's very easy to fall into the trap that we're just going to go out there and lose. Mm-hmm. Not coincidentally, but it's actually one of the few times in baseball you can kind of really focus on yourself. Baseball is like that weird team, but really individual sport where if you focus on yourself, you'll probably make the team better. So it's a weird dynamic in baseball a lot, especially specifically with pitching. But don't fall into the trap that you're on a losing team, so you're not as good as the rest of the guys in baseball, because you're still a major league baseball player. And at the end of the day, you have an opportunity here to play, and don't make it bigger than it is. I remember, you know, pitching against Albert Pujols and remembering that he was a poster for sport. People remember, I don't even know, is the Sports Illustrated for Kids still a thing?
I don't think so. Now it's all swimsuit edition, which might could be technically for kids these days. Who knows?
Technically speaking, especially the way TikTok is. Mm-hmm. I remember he was a poster in those. You used to get those free posters and you hang up on your wall. He was one of them on my childhood wall. And, you know, now I'm making this bigger than it needs to be. And when Albert Pujols is, although a phenomenal Hall of Fame hitter, he's still failing 70% of the time. So you end up making it a bigger deal than you need to be. You know, you get called up for a reason, although it might have been quicker than you originally anticipated or the team did. You're still there and you can compete at this level, and they wouldn't call you up if they didn't think you could. So don't make it bigger than it needs to be.
I often tell myself that, like, it doesn't matter who it is. Like if Shohei, or you mentioned Pujols, or maybe the best hitter in baseball, like Mike Trout, they're hitting 300, they're still failing a majority of the time. And that makes me feel good. Like when I have a crappy interview, I'm like, if I go 1-for-3, I'm still going to get a paycheck. A decent one too. All right, Pat, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure.
For Pat Light, this is Jess Klein-Schmidt. Vince Catronio is next as A's Total Access continues.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information. Hey Ace fans, we've got a great deal for you. Get 4 tickets and parking for all Friday night games starting at just $39. Pick from great matchups, post-game fireworks and drone shows, giveaways, and more.
Outside corner, ring him up.
and Eaton can't believe it.
Grab the crew and head to the Coliseum with friends and family any Friday night this season. Four tickets and parking starting at just $39 for the whole group. Tickets are available at athletics.com. That's athletics.com.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from American-made and handcrafted cowboy boots to durable suede jackets, iconic Western shirts, and heavy-duty jeans. We provide same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. And when you visit us in store, our team of experts can help guide you as you shop. Boot Barn for Father's Day. Unwrap the West.
This is A's Total Access.
This weekend begins the celebration of Juneteenth, a national holiday since 2020, celebrating the freeing of the slaves in 1863. Carolyn Jones is the CEO of the Black Cultural Zone, which is located at Liberation Park. In our community spotlight, she explains how the park was born.
Liberation Park is a space that we have licensed from the city of Oakland. It was a vacant lot for 15 years. But it really sort of mirrored the decline of the Black community in East Oakland from a vibrant Eastmont Mall to one where it was literally vacant. And it really was important that we hold place for Black people. The Black Culture Zone was formed because there was a decline in the Black business presence and the Black physical presence, residence presence in Oakland. And so Liberation Park, we've taken it from a vacant lot. We've made it a cultural community and economic hub that is vibrant, that is safe, and it's really bringing back a safe space for Black people and all of those who love us. So it was critical to get this space, and not only just to lease the space, but we're on a path to own that space to develop affordable housing and a permanent market hall, because we are here in Oakland, we've been here, and we're gonna be here in the future.
Beginning tomorrow, Wednesday, June 15th, the Black Cultural Zone will be the epicenter of Juneteenth activities. A busy time that Carolyn knows they have a lot to offer to the Black community.
So we have joined with over 25 organizations to really activate Oakland for Juneteenth weekend. We call it Liberation Weekend. It starts on Wednesday night. We're announcing our healing hub. It will open up on Wednesday, the first healing hub. You'll come and you'll experience meditation, yoga, drumming circles, men's circles. On Thursday, we have events as well. We'll be having the Sankofa Living Museum at Eastmont Mall. It really is a living sort of story around our travel from Africa to East Oakland and what has happened in between. On Friday, we'll have two events, Town Nights at Arroyo Viejo, a carnival, family carnival with the movie night for kids. And at Liberation Park, we're gonna have a grand opening celebration for Liberation Weekend, for Show Fridays, which is our food trucks, our skating as well. We have the only outdoor wooden roller skating rink in the country in Oakland and Eastmont Mall. We'll also kick off our movie night as well. On Saturday, we'll have the Mo Roots Festival. We'll also have another scraper bike scavenger hunt ride from the shoreline to 90th Street. We're gonna have the Afrofuturism Festival closing down 90th Street between East 14th Street and Bancroft. That's all happening on Saturday. On Sunday, we will have the best Tacoma Market that you've seen all year. So we'll be celebrating Black fathers, Black graduates. We're gonna have a DJ at our roller skating rink bringing Detroit house music to Oakland. We're gonna have a concert as well. And we're actually kicking off the second time, we're gonna have a extended skating. So our skating used to go from 4 to 7, it's gonna go from 4 to 8:30. And then on Monday, we ended at Castlemont High School, my alma mater, my high school, with a community festival, a luncheon, a barbecue, and a fashion show. And then we will rest.
While Liberation Weekend is a major event, Carolyn Jones of the Black Cultural Zone reminds us that Liberation Park will be busy with regular events all summer.
Every Sunday we skate from 4 to 8:30 at Liberation Park. Every first and third Sunday we have the Acoma Outdoor Certified Cultural Farmers Market. Friday nights we have For Show Friday, we have food trucks, we have skating, and occasionally on the third and fourth Fridays we'll have a movie series. But from June 17th to the middle of July, we'll have a movie night every Friday night outdoors, under the stars, in the park at Liberation Park. And Wednesdays, first and third, we'll have the Healing Hub. Come and learn how to meditate, do yoga, and really get some health and wellness centered in Blackness, centered in ethnicity, and centered in love. We do plan to activate Liberation Park every night of the week in the summer, but right now, Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday, and Sunday night, we'll be there.
The connections grow in the Black community every time someone steps foot into the zone, something that Carolyn knows is very powerful.
I'm born and raised in East Oakland, so I call Liberation Park every time I go a reunion. I see people I haven't seen in a while. I see people I see every week, and it's really just a safe space in the heart of East Oakland, where you go, where your kids are running around. You may not know where they are, but you know they're safe, right? You got food to eat, you got things to purchase. You really are circulating the dollar within the Black community and supporting the Black community. It's fun, it's a festival, it's a reunion. But one of my favorite stories about Liberation Park is that it came from a dirt lot. We've installed grass areas. The very first time we had the grass area, a young kid was laying on his back. I was walking by, he grabbed my hand and he insisted that I lay down with him and just watch the clouds go by. He felt so safe, he felt so comfortable that we laid and watched the clouds go by. How often has that happened in East Oakland in the last 15 years? So it's safe, it's fun, it's family, it's a reunion, and you just don't want to miss it.
If you're unfamiliar with the Black Cultural Zone, once you get close to Liberation Park, you will understand its meaning.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize what's there. They drive past there and they've been used to driving by and it was a lot. We've got it covered with murals that say Liberation on all sides. And sometimes you don't know what's in there, but when you walk in there and the first thing you see are vendors all over the place, and you see the big skating rink, 5,000 square foot skating rink, you see the art, the murals that reflect who you are, you see the people, the grass, and you're like, what? I did not know this was here. It's a pleasant surprise. I would call it an oasis. And again, I have memories of East Mama. We used to go there every Sunday for something. And you do begin to remember what was, you remember what happened. And the great thing is that it is a little insight as to what can be, that we are going to be there and we can create our reality ourselves together to make it work for us.
BlackCulturalZone.org is the website, and it's chock full of information and opportunities.
You're able to identify if you want to be a vendor and sale. There are links there as well. If you want to have an event, this is a place you can rent a space for your birthday party. There are signs there as well if you want to volunteer. If you're looking to work with the Black Cultural Zone, we are hiring event ambassadors and crew, and also all of the events that are there. But please sign up for our newsletter on the site, because you'll get that information every week. We have an overview of opportunities for work, all of the events that are happening, other resources for the community. It's your one-stop newsletter for what's happening in the Black community in East Oakland.
A lot more can be heard in our entire conversation with Carolyn Johnson. Just go to athletics.com/A'scast.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
The more we learn about COVID-19, the more questions we have. The biggest question now? What's next? What will COVID bring in 6 months? A year? If you're feeling anxious about the future, you're not alone. CalHope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today.
Napa Know-How.
At NAPA, we're teaming up with Castrol to bring you the epic Castro Motor Oil Truck Giveaway, where one lucky winner will get a brand new Ford F-150 and then pile the truck bed high with $5,000 worth of their favorite NAPA parts and products. Now that's what we call a truck with a serious payload. See complete rules on how to enter without purchase at CastroPromotion.com.
NAPA know-how!
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Offer ends 6/30/22.
And he swings and flies one to right. Deep in the corner, Marisnyk giving chase at the wall. And out it goes for Jed Lowry.
A's Cast is your 24-7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend. Presented by Chevron.
Time now for the stat of the day, brought to you by Mechanics Bank and the Red Sox. They have won 11 of 15 against the opponents who have started a left-handed pitcher. So not going to be easy for Jared Koenig today, the 28-year-old who's making his second start of his big league career. He is one heck of a story, also a great story. 26-year-old Jonah Bride will make his MLB debut, a 23rd-round pick out of the University of South Carolina in 2018. He has been called up while Kevin Smith has been sent down after hitting a .180 in 47 games. Jonah Bride this year hitting .347 with a 1,024 OPS in the minors this year. A lot of talk about he's able to barrel up velocity and still have a good eye. He is nearly as many walks, 19, as strikeouts, 20, which is impressive. So two great stories tonight at Fenway Park. Koenig making his second start and Jonah Bride making his first ever career start. He'll be doing it at third base. Now it's time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Nick Paparesta, here he is on Dalton Jeffries and his surgery.
Yes, he did. Dalton had surgery yesterday with Dr. Greg Pearl in Dallas, Texas. He had thoracic outlet surgery. The more specific aspect of it is they took out his first rib. They did a scalene resection, S-C-A-E-L-E-N-E, I believe, and did a pec minor resection as well. I know notoriously we've had players in the past that have had this procedure done. He'd probably be looking to pick up the ball in about 4 months or so. I would say, his season this year is over, but we would look for him to be coming back to spring training kind of full capacity.
Good luck to him, and that's a scary surgery for a pitcher. Coming up next, it's Melissa Lockhart Part 2 from The Athletic right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Chevron.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires postpaid Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
This is A's Total Access.
Melissa Lockhart on A's Cast Live earlier today, and I answered the question about guys that can help the big club from the farm system today, this year, and next year.
That's a good question. I think you've seen a lot of them already, and the fact that they haven't necessarily clicked right now does not mean they're not going to click for you later. I mean, you look at Sheldon Noisy, right? In the April that he had, he looked like he was going to be a big part of the A's future, fell off the table in May, had to go back to Las Vegas. And since he's gone down to Las Vegas, he's hitting the ball hard again. You know, that whole hard hit rate completely fell off the table in May, in early June in the big leagues. And now in a lower pressure situation, perhaps he's working on something that things are starting to come back. Some of the guys that people are frustrated with right now, you can't completely discount them. obviously Nick Allen is a guy I think is going to be an impact player for the A's. I've talked about him a lot, and I think he will come back at some point and be there. I'm really, really excited to see what Jonah Bride can do. You know, he's not a kind of player you build your lineup around, but I think he's a guy that can have a very subtle impact on a lineup because he can see a lot of pitches. He has quality at bats. He gets on base a lot, and they haven't had a lot of that. You know, they've had a lot of contact, relatively speaking, but they haven't had a lot of really good at bats where they're driving up pitch counts early on. They're getting on base and turning the lineup over before the fifth inning. You know, that kind of thing has been really lacking. And he's a guy that can really help stretch a lineup for you. You know, I think Adrian Martinez had a nice debut start, and I think we'll probably see him again once the trade deadline comes and perhaps Frankie Nontas is somewhere else. You know, so I think it's a lot of the guys you haven't seen. One reliever I think we will see by the end of this year is currently in Double A is a Garrett Acton, throwing up to 98 really regularly, missing a ton of bats. He's a guy that I think, like Zach Jackson, can kind of appear out of nowhere and suddenly be a setup guy, maybe even a closer in a very short period of time. So I would definitely keep an eye out for him.
That sounds good because power arms, the A's need a lot more power arms. Jonah Bride, I can see Last Dive Bar, who's one of our sponsors, already coming up with the t-shirt. Here comes the bride. I can just see it happening now. I know you've been covering this because I read you in the offseason where all of a sudden Jonah Bride's now going to catch and he's going to do anything he can to get to the big leagues, which a lot of guys should pay attention to. You should try everything. Versatility is key in our game with lack of bench help, and we got 8,000 guys down the bullpen. Guys that can play a lot of different positions can help you with your lack of bench depth. And I got his numbers hitting .347 so far with a 1,024 OPS in the minor leagues. I know you've been following this. You got to be really happy because you saw this coming all the way back this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a guy you root for if you're covering baseball anyway, right? 23rd round pick. So in today's game, he wouldn't have even been drafted, right? He would have been a non-drafted free agent, senior out of South Carolina, and went the JUCO route before he got there. He's the kind of guy that, you know, I think Ed Sprague said it really well. You look at him and you're not going to be wowed by anything that he does when you're just looking at him once. But when you watch him every day, he's just the kind of player that does so many things well and helps your team. And what he can do with the bat is really special. Ed started monitoring the amount of contact hitters make on fastballs in the zone in the A system last year. And Jonah was the number one hitter for that in the entire A system that included the big league roster last year. So that included guys like Matt Olson and Mark Canha and Matt Chapman and everybody else. And that ability is fairly rare. I mean, that's part of the reason why you're seeing so many huge fastballs now is that guys can't necessarily hit quality velocity in the strike zone. And he can. He can use the whole field. He works up counts, even though he's a contact guy. He's not a guy that's swinging on the first pitch. I mean, he's going to get quality at bats for you. And he's a very solid defender at third, second, and first. And the catching, I mean, they said to him, hey, you know, get behind the plate and learn it. And he's catching in the Arizona Fall League. By that October, he'd been doing it for a month. You know, that's pretty impressive when you consider the quality of arms that go down to the Fall League. And came into camp, had to sit out because of the lockout until they waived things because he was on the 40-man roster. Comes into camp, only gets a couple weeks with the big league guys, but did enough there to show what he, you know, he could do. He went down to Midland to catch more. And he's not going to be an everyday catcher, but if you want to put all the catchers in the lineup like they're going to have today in Boston, he can be that guy if somebody gets hurt that he can move behind the plate, you know, or he can catch a game here or there to kind of stretch out a roster a little bit. If they decide they only want to carry two catchers and then somebody's is hurt, they won't have to call up a third. So he's a really good study on if you've got some talent, even if you're not going to wow guys by scouts, the hard work and everything that you put into it can get noticed. And, you know, I hope he stays. He's also the kind of guy that clubhouses tend to rally around too. So I think he's a good move for this clubhouse.
You can listen to the entire interview, athletics.com/AceCast. Up next, it's the manager, Mark Kotze, with Vince Catronio next as we get you ready for the A's and the Red Sox Game 1 from Fenway Park right here on A's Cast.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step one, shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step two, level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix, we're so you.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is A's Total Access.
The A's have reached the final leg of their three-city road trip. We're at America's most beloved ballpark, so they say. Fenway Park in Boston, and with A's manager Mark Hotze. And Mark, I know in terms of wins and losses over the weekend, it didn't go great against the Indians, but you uncovered some power. What was it like to see that power source come to life?
Yeah, we did. We did hit some home runs over the weekend. It was nice to see. Christian Betancourt over the last few games has really found his home run stroke, which has been nice to see. We've talked about Christian's power showing up throughout the batting practice sessions early in the year, and it's good to see it coming out in the games.
How does a guy at age 30 that's been through everything that he's been through finally get to this point where this kind of thing is happening?
Yeah, you know, it's a, when we use the word grit a lot, the perseverance for that long-term commitment, that goal that you're out, that you have. And I think that's always been his goal, is to establish himself as an everyday major league player. He's got this opportunity right now, and he's taking advantage of it.
You've made a roster move. Jonah Bride comes up from the minor leagues, started at AA, went to a couple of weeks at AAA. Now he's with you for Kevin Smith. What are you hearing about Jonah's play in the minor leagues, and what do you want to see from him?
Well, we've heard Jonah's definitely swung the bat very well this season, and he's done that throughout his time with the A's, coming through the minor leagues. He's been one of the better hitters in our organization from a development standpoint. What we're looking to see, we're just looking to hopefully get his feet on the ground. It's a big night for Jonah here. As you talk about Fenway Park and your debut, third base, Hopefully he'll be able to get the nerves out of the way and just play the game and have fun.
Speaking of getting the nerves out of the way, Jared Koenig makes his second start. 40,000 in Atlanta. Not that Fenway Park is any easier, but you sense that game two would be a little bit different for Jared. And also, did he pitch like you thought he was going to pitch last time? Are you expecting to see something else tonight?
Well, yeah, in terms of watching Jared last outing, I thought he was still effective. He threw strikes, and got through a really, really good, you know, lineup with the Atlanta Braves. Tonight will be just as challenging with another good right-handed lineup in the Boston Red Sox. And, you know, what we'll look for in Jared is just, again, we'll look at his fastball velocities, his pitch mix, hopefully that breaking ball he can land down at the bottom of the zone, and give us an opportunity to get deep into a game tonight and get a win.
For all you went through as a player, and I have to bring it up because you were a Red Sox and you got a chance to go deep in that postseason run in 2008, what did that mean to Mark Hotze?
It was a great run. Played for a great manager in Terry Francona, who we just shared some great thoughts over the weekend with about managing. And, you know, that 2008 team was really one win away from making a World Series, which my goal as a player, which I've never been in a World Series. So hopefully there's one of those someday in this future.
I'm going to have to play the Mark Hotze test again. You played at Fenway a lot. You hit one home run at Fenway Park. Do you remember who you hit it off of?
I do not, unfortunately. I know that monster I hit a few times. One of the best hits I had as a Red Sox came in Game 5 of the championship series against Tampa. I doubled off that monster, and I think we ended up coming back and winning that game when we were down 5.
The shock is it was off the knuckleballer, Tim Wakefield,
there you go,
in 2009 when we were with the White Sox. Thank you, Kotz.
All right, thanks, Vince.
Mark Hotze joining us from Boston. Now back to you, Tony.
Ah, off the butterfly. I love it. Mark Hotze talking about his wonderful career. Up next, game one of the three-game set from Fenway Park right here on A's Cast, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Final wing is ahead of schedule.
Slater's construction company has built a solid reputation.
Yeah, foundation looks great. Let's get a team in place for analysis.
Now they need structural engineers to support their business expansion.
We should have engineers in-house. That would put us ahead of the competition.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Barrie locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.